You are listening to The Soundtrack Review with Charlie and Shrainy,
where we review all of your favourite songs from your favourite movies.
Today we will be reviewing
Almost Famous. Yeah.
That was Fever Dog by Stillwater.
Good tune.
Good tune. So if you guys don't know, we're doing Almost Famous this week for our soundtrack review. It's basically set in, was it 1973?
It kind of ranged. The film starts in 1969 and then moves forward into the 70s.
So it's kind of, I'd say it's mostly set in the 70s.
Yeah.
So it's about this like little coming of age, like William, who thought he was like 2 years older than he actually was.
Yeah, he was a young one.
And in fact, he's not, but he's like an up and coming, like he's a massive fan of music. His sister like left home at like 18, gave him all of her like vinyls and stuff. And he is literally obsessed with music, knows absolutely everything.
If you're a big fan of like rock and roll music, I feel like this is the film for you, because it just follows that really kind of like dangerous era of rock and roll music.
Even if you're not into rock and roll, like watch the film, it is great.
It's got Kate Hudson in it,
who looked so different.
She looked very young. Like I think the film came out in 2000.
Yeah, 2000 exactly.
Yeah, which actually, really thinking about it now, is almost 20 years ago.
No, we're not going to talk about that right now. But the next song that we're going to play is America by Simon and Garfunkel. So have a listen.
Some real estate here in my bag. So we brought a pack of cigarettes, and this is magnified, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine and rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know. Cause on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
So if you can't tell, Almost Famous is set in America.
And this is the song that's played when William's sister decides to leave home because of a very neurotic mother and go and see the world. A very good film, a very good song to start with, I feel.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
And that whole album, can I just say, is a very, very good album.
Do you know what? I've actually been listening to Simon Garfunkel, like, not a lot, but I've listened to them, like, maybe twice in the past 2 weeks. And ooh. I was just like, ooh, I'm quite liking this.
Regulars.
But it was a really, really good film. And to everyone that's listening, like, have you watched it? Let me know. Because I, again, watched it for the first time last night. Watched it less than about, I'm going to say, just about 12 hours ago is when I started.
It's definitely worth a watch.
It's so good.
For sure.
So, so good. Right, the next thing that we've got for you is Feel Flows by The Beach Boys. And I absolutely love The Beach Boys. I don't know how, but they've actually crept into being one of my favourite bands ever.
I have heard you say this many a time that you're a big Beach Boys fan. I too love a bit of the Beach Boys.
They're just so happy. And, well, Charlie and I the other day, we were doing this little friendship quiz. And it was just like, where is your favourite place to be? And Charlie's was the beach, and I was just like, mine too. Well,
maybe
I'm nice.
I could be a beach boy. I know,
exactly.
If I was a boy.
Ha ha ha, funny. But this is a really good song by the Beach Boys, and this is called Feel Flows.
Unfolding, enveloping, missiles of soul, great corsets of sandy, mirage like softer like lanterns below, to light the way gladly. When the
That was Feel Flows by the Beach Boys.
I feel like if you want a soundtrack that's full of like really chilled, like easygoing songs, I feel like this is the soundtrack for you.
And there are so many songs that we're not going to play because, again, we've only got half an hour.
I know, there's so little you can do in half an hour,
it's
really.
It's so true. But it's a really good film, so we've not actually told you that much about the film. It's about the 15-year-old William who, it's quite funny actually, since being so young for his age, he puts on quite a deep voice. Ends up getting an assignment from Rolling Stone magazine at 15.
Like that is a big privilege.
That is insane.
And ends up basically making friends mm-hmm. with one of the hottest bands out there.
Stillwater.
Stillwater.
But it was a really, really good film. I'm not going to talk anymore. And we're going to play That's the Way by Led Zeppelin. So enjoy, guys.
Side of town. did Mama say to me? And weren't those tears that filled your eyes? And all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you
was That's the Way by Led Zeppelin. Charlie and I were saying that we actually were too engrossed in the film to realise at what point each song came out.
I feel like because there's just constantly like a background of music, they all kind of merge into
they
one.
They definitely do. I have to say, I had to keep like bringing up my phone and being like, wait, what song is this? Like, I recognise this. It hasn't got any words, but I know it. But one of my, I think, Charlie, is it your favourite scene too?
It's definitely my favourite scene.
So it's this part when they're in a, not in a plane, sorry, got that completely wrong, on the coach.
On a coach.
And there's just been a bit of tension in within Stillwater. And you know how a great song can just completely break that tension? Well, Tiny Dancer was played. And so we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of Tiny Dancer. And I hope you guys enjoy the song as much as we do, because it is incredible. It's the best song ever. So here we go. This is Tiny Dancer.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you marry a music man, ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, Tiny Dancer in my hand. Feels
she's so blended.
That's Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
That is one of my favourite songs ever. It's so beautiful.
It is.
And it's building as well, because it's quite a long song, really.
It's still going on now.
It's a good 6 minutes long, but it keeps you hooked because you're just waiting for that chorus. It's brilliant.
Just hold me close now, Tiny Dancer. Oh, lovely. I love it. Unfortunately, it's happened again.
Running out of time.
Yeah, the very end of the show. But Almost Famous is a great movie, so everyone, I really recommend you watch it. And
absolutely.
We're going to end the show on Waiting for the Man by David Bowie. Bowie?
Got to end with a bit of Bowie.
There we go.
Shreni always has this problem every time she says his name.
It's because of his kid's name. Ugh, not going to explain myself. But anyway, thank you for listening, guys, and join us here next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Waiting for the man. $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. So sick of dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man. Hey, white boy. What you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you're chasing all the women around. Oh, pardon me, sir, speaks to my mind. I'm just looking for a good friend of mine. Shoes and a big straw.